views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. For the next hour, we will continue our series of Omega Talks, which is not what usually happens on the third Tuesday of the month, but I decided to move that up a week because of some unusual circumstances. So we'll be doing our usual fourth Tuesday Omega Talk on the third Tuesday. Okay. And this Omega Talk is part of a new program that started in 2017. It is part of the unification program of the Call to Friendship Association that is mentioned in the Knowledge Book in more than one place. So what's happening during these talks is that we connect science and spirituality. And we do this by discussing world knowledge and connecting it in some way to the Omega Dimension. Now, the Omega Dimension is the 19th dimension, and this dimension has been opened to us through the Knowledge Book for the first time. And today and this week, we are going to talk about dreams. But before we go on, the United States website is www.usa.theknowledgebook, all one word, .net. Turkish website is www.dkbdavidkiteboy-mevlana.org.tr. My telephone number, cell phone number for texting or emailing is 973-787-7035. My email address, again, for information about questions or suggestions for topics to be covered or any kind of reactions that you may have is mmjp99@gmail.com, and that's marymaryjohnpeter99@gmail.com. The Call to Friendship website, since we're doing this as part of that program, is www.calltofriendship.org, all one word. And there's interesting information about the purpose of this association and what it does and how it does it. And again, please do text me or email me with any questions that arise from today's topic or from any other of the previous shows that we've been covering. Or you have suggestions for any future shows, they are more than welcome. Okay, so we're going to delve right into dreams. Now, dreams, I have several questions. Number one, what are dreams? What happens during the dream? And it is common world knowledge that everyone, except those individuals have certain specific sleep disorders, we all dream. In fact, some experts in this realm basically say that the reason why we actually sleep is that so that we can dream. And animals that have been tested show signs that they are dreaming because of the eye movements that they make or their physical body movements that they make while they are sleeping. And they show the same kind of signs that humans do when humans dream. The other question I have is, or we have is, what do our dreams actually mean and why do we dream? So the definition of dreams, as far as Wikipedia is concerned, is that a dream is a succession of images, ideas, emotions, and sensations that usually occur involuntarily in the mind during certain stages of sleep. Now, the content and the purpose of dreams is not fully understood, although they have been scientifically studied and have been looked at both in the philosophical and religious dimensions throughout recorded history. And I'm sure all of us have, you know, done a little bit of our own little research into what dreams are, what our own dreams mean, and what the possible consequences is of our dreaming. When we actually look at the physiology of dreams, apparently the sleep cycle repeats itself about an average of 4 to 5 times per night, but can repeat itself as many as 7 times per night. And dreams can occur in any of the 4 stages of sleep. But the most vivid and memorable dreams actually are during the last stage of sleep, which is rapid eye movement, otherwise known as REM, R-E-M. Now, this is called rapid eye movement part because actually during that part of the dream stage, what happens is our eyes are seen to be moving very quickly and randomly. And this is the part where we are most restored, that we are most refreshed, and when our mind is actually being revitalized and our emotions are fine-tuned. In REM sleep, the mind, believe it or not, is just as active as it is during waking hours. So something is going on in our brains that is happening during the day and at night. However, there is a difference, and this difference is a chemical difference, because during the sleep and during dreams, noradrenaline and serotonin are not in the brain, and they're not in the dream state in the brain. Now, what these chemicals, this is noradrenaline and serotonin, this allows chemicals to carry out tasks, solve problems, and remember things. So this is not something that is going on during the dream, but it is happening during waking hours. So why do we dream? And which is it? Do we dream in order to sleep, or do we sleep in order to dream? And even though this question is debatable, researchers do agree that there is a purpose and an importance to dreaming. And all of us go through dreams and experience dreams, even if we may insist that we don't dream because we don't remember our dreams. And there, of course, there's also a question of, well, are our dreams a doorway to another dimension? And what happens is that dreaming actually allows us to work out many situations that we have encountered during our waking hours and in our physical waking life. Now, what does the knowledge book say about this? Well, as we learn from the knowledge book, dreams are a mechanism whereby our brain power is strengthened. And what happens is that the greater our brain power is, the greater are the energies and the higher are the energies that are able to be distributed to our cells in our body, and therefore the stronger and the healthier we become. And just like in the world dimension, every event that we go through in dreams becomes a way, a means of our evolution and gradual increase in knowledge, energies, and frequencies. Now, these events are provided by the mechanism of influences, which you remember is the 10th dimension, and these energies are provided at each individual's need, capacity, consciousness, and evolution level. And this is the time, even though where we are not maybe ready for the energies of the 6th dimension, we are gradually being engrafted and given energies that from higher dimensions under the protection of the dream and under the protection of the mechanism of influences during our dreams. So what happens when we dream? According to the knowledge book, when we dream, we leave our physical body behind and we start traveling with our astral body to different dimensions where our physical body cannot enter yet. So we actually go into the astral body that is suited for the dimension to which we are going. So if we're going to the sixth dimension during our dream, or the fifth dimension during our dream, or the seventh dimension during our dream, then we are in the astral body that is suited for that dimension. Because a body can only survive in a dimension to which it is able to be accustomed to the energies that are provided by that dimension. So we could also meet people in dreams. We can communicate with those individuals and experience learning events with and through them. So if we dream of family members, we dream of our co-workers, we dream of situations, we're actually meeting those individuals in that astral plane because we're able to connect with each other in that dimension at that time in the astral plane. Now we are able to also attend meetings, are given knowledge, we make conscious choices, agreements, and covenants. Now, what dreams are remembered? And the knowledge book says that dreams close to the world dimension are remembered like a movie, while the dreams where we are in higher dimensions are forgotten as once we wake up. Missionary staff, meaning those individuals who are actually part of the knowledge book studies, meaning a council member, a flower, coming to the focal point regularly and doing focal point studies, being a member of the Totality of 18, and being a member of the flower of the Totality of 18, these are the missionary staff. And these individuals are introduced and brought together with different frequencies in magnetic fields that their own particular frequencies cannot reach or enter. However, they are being supervised by the system, they are supervised by the mechanism of influences, and they are always protected. So nothing is given to us before we are ready, and it is suitable for us. Now, what kind of types of dreams are there? So experts believe that dreams can be classified into 10 types of dreams. Okay, so the first is psychological healing dreams. And although these dreams can be disturbing, they differ from nightmares in that they represent situations from the conscious past and daily living. These dreams will often occur at times of stress or when important decisions arise. These dreams are not negative as they help heal and overcome negative emotions. During a time of great upheaval and transition in high school, I would dream, and eventually those dreams would disappear and the situation would disappear as well. There are also belief dreams. This is number two type of dream. Now, dreams have played a part in shaping religious and belief systems across the planet. From Jacob's dream of angels in the Bible to Muhammad's dream inspiring his spiritual mission in the Quran to the dreaming of the Australian Aboriginals. Subsequently, dream interpretation and analysis has been an ingrained component of humankind. The third kind of dream is problem-solving dreams. These dreams are designed to impart a message to the sleeper that will aid them in overcoming a problem in their conscious life. It is said that very often such messages are delivered by a messenger whose identity is of utmost importance in discerning the message. There are also physiological dreams, and that's number four. Some dreams are said to be direct reflections of our needs in the conscious world. For example, a dream where the sleeper is shivering in the snow may simply mean an extra blanket is required. Number five kind of dream is dreams of daily life. Dreams that incorporate familiar faces and places do not necessarily reveal hidden symbolic images from the subconscious. They are simply reflections of everyday life. These types of dreams can incorporate activities going on while we sleep. For example, a phone ringing may initiate a dream about communications with a family member. Number six type of dream. Some dreams reveal the dark side of our personality. This does not mean that we are evil. It basically refers to the fact and what Carl Jung described as the shadow self, the parts of ourselves we repress and we keep hidden. An example might be a nun who dreams she is promiscuous. And such dreams science thinks are designed to balance our personality and give vent to emotions we would not usually seek to experience. The next one is recurring dreams. Repeating dreams that are signs that we are not paying attention to the message given, something like happens in our regular life. We are faced with a situation to which we have not made the choice that actually meets the criteria of learning the lesson for that situation, so we get the same situation over and over again, escalating as we go along. So the same thing happens in dreams. So if we ignore the message that we get through dreams, that means we can then leads to unresolved issues in our waking lives. The intent of the subconscious in these instances is to find a dream which impacts upon the dreamer in the most beneficial way. The subconscious may have tried numerous other attempts before implementing the dream that will be repeated. The subconscious does this because it believes it has found the means to break through, thus repetition is used. So each one of these stages of sleep or different types of sleep has its own particular purpose and has its own particular way of manifesting. So we continue with the types of dreams, and number 8 is lucid dreams. Such dreams have been the subject of much research. In these dreams, the sleeper is actually aware that they are sleeping and then they're in the dream state. And the dream is so vivid and it seems so real. However, the events and characters will often be greatly exaggerated. Because the sleeper is aware of dreaming, he or she will often manipulate the outcome so they can make conscious choices to deal with the fear that is presented in a nightmare, to deal with the situation that they are faced, that they have fear about, and they will face that situation, you know, say, boo to the monster that comes and the monster gets chased away, and we are then much stronger when we get up. But it is thought that these are not messages of deep symbolic value. Actually, my personal opinion is that lucid dreaming and lucid dreams are a mechanism as part of the dream channel of the knowledge book, and they actually escalate and they're a progression in our dream state into higher dimensions. Then, of course, we have number 9, which are psychic dreams. And some people don't believe that psychic, including prophetic dreams, exist. However, what science says that these are explained, the psychic dreams are explained away as merely the subconscious absorbing information from the conscious world and making assumptions about likely behavior. When these behaviors are played out later, the conscious individual perceives they have predicted the future in a dream. However, this does not account for incidents where premonitions of unforeseen natural disasters and death have taken place. Or we may be remembering what we had done in the dream, and it may show up to us as a deja vu experience, meaning we had encountered this kind of a situation in our dream, in the place where the situation is occurring, and when we meet that situation in the place where that situation happened, we sense it as deja vu, as we have lived through this before, because we have lived through it before in the dream. And of course, number 10, the last type of dream, are nightmares. And these are the most emotionally draining of all the dream types that there are. And these nightmares actually represent major issues in our waking lives that the subconscious drives the sleeper to acknowledge through fear. A great portion of people, however, ignore the cues and engage in terror. It must be remembered that all dreams, even nightmares, are designed by the subconscious to help us. So science basically is saying that dreams are a mechanism by which we somehow deal with our situations in real life, deal with issues such as fear, such as jealousy, such as whatever it is that we're facing at that particular point in time. And they have a way of pointing out to us a way of going around and facing the situations and maybe giving us solutions. I know many people have said, and science has proven, if we are stuck on a problem and we cannot find the solution, and we think about it and we think about it and we think about it and we can't come to anything, finally somebody says, all right, let's sleep on it. And when we go to sleep, somehow during our dream state, we arrive with an answer, and we wake up with an answer that we could not have arrived at if we had not gone to sleep. I'm sure more than one of us have actually experienced this. And sometimes I come up with an answer after having slept that I could not in any way, shape, or form connect with prior to that time. Now, what have we covered with some physiology? We could cover the different kinds of dreams, but what about the structure of dream itself? So there are theories, and they have different theories on what the structure of dreams, about the structure of dreams, but it is generally agreed that they are comprised of four phases, kind of like a play is structured. In the first phase, called the exposition, the initial situation, circumstance, and setting is presented. And already we have an allusion to the conflict that is going to be expressed in the dream. In the second phase, there is the plot, and that contains the storyline that has the essential change that's needed in the dream or that we need to arrive at. And this, of course, goes to and paves the way for the third phase, which is the culmination. And in this phase, the important things take place, weave the dream towards closure, which is, of course, the fourth phase. So there's a specific dream structure that we go through. And again, it's like a play. First, you know, when a play starts, when a story starts, they have to give you the setting, who the characters are, where the characters are, what they're doing, basic outline. Any TV show, any movie, any book actually gives you the exposition initially. Then the plot is introduced, the situation is introduced, and then, of course, the culmination, the end, and the climax or the end, the moral of the whole dream is given. Now, the history of dreams. Now, the earliest records of the life of man show that dreams have always been regarded as important. The ancient Egyptians believed that dreams were messages from the gods, and 1300 years before Christ produced the earliest dream book with over 200 of these messages. Egyptian dream interpreters believed in the theory of opposites, that to dream of death, for example, was an open omen for a long life. And the ancient Egyptians also believed that dreams related to the adventures of the soul when it leaves the body during sleep. And this actually agrees and supports the knowledge given in the knowledge book, because the Egyptians felt that in dreams, the soul left and went traveling in other dimensions. And the knowledge book actually says exactly the same thing. Okay. In some African tribes, dream life is held almost as important as waking life. And even today, it is believed that dream battles take place and warriors wake up with sore arm muscles, assuming that they have been wielding their clubs during the night. The Zulu people regard dreams as messages from ancestors rather than gods. And actually, the many have been the days when I would wake up more tired than when I went to sleep, because something was going on. I was doing something in the dream that included my body, physical body. Now, the American Indians have always regarded dreams as very important. So after a boy was initiated, those boys with very rich dream life, who can then come back and talk about those dreams in detail, these people were regarded as very wise individuals and very valuable to the tribe. Greeks believed dreams to be divine messages. Many sacred places in Greece were used for dream incubation. In other words, there are specific places where dreams were built, or they produced more dreams during that time, or they remembered more dreams during the place where these was held. And they were also using drugs and herbal potions to make sure that the person slept and were able to dream. And dreams are actually looked at and regarded as important prophecies with special reference to ailments and afflictions. Now, of course, we have the famous dreams where the answers are given. We know now that the benzene molecule is actually a circular molecule, and the discoverer of the benzene molecule being in circular form was Friedrich August Kekulé von Stratonitz, and he was a very remarkable figure in the history of chemistry, specifically organic chemistry. What Kekulé dreamed was that that a snake grabbed its own tail, and when he woke up, he realized that the benzene molecule was not linear like most other known organic compounds, but had a circular structure, and therefore he solved this problem of what benzene molecule looked like, and was an issue at that time because nobody could figure out what the benzene molecule looked like. They expected it to be in a linear form, however, it was a circular form. Of course, we've all heard about Albert Einstein. I think mostly all of us have heard about Albert Einstein, and he's a very, of course, very famous scientist of all time. And he produced one of the most famous theories because of a dream. Of course, we know, most of us know, the famous formula E equals mc squared, meaning energy equals mass times the speed of light multiplied by itself, which is the equation for the theory of relativity. And all of us associate this formula with Albert Einstein. And this theory, among other things, asserts that time travel is possible when energy and mass are equivalent and transmutable. So when energy changes to mass and mass changes into energy, that's when you can travel in time. Now, I certainly didn't know the fact that Einstein was able to put forth this theory because he had a dream. And in the dream, he was hurtling down a mountainside, going faster and faster. And when he started to approach the speed of light, he looked to the sky and saw the stars were altered in appearance. Because we know that according to this theory, the faster you go, time slows down and objects change in appearance. Okay. Now, there is also the dream that Abraham Lincoln had just before he died, like a couple of days before he died. Now, Abraham Lincoln was very much a believer of the worth of the subconscious. He often claimed to have been given dreams of major significance in his life as well as his political career. And ironically enough, President Lincoln had one of these very important dreams just before he was assassinated. He told his dream to his wife just days before his death, and what he dreamed was that there was a corpse that was being guarded in the White House, and when he asked the soldier who had died, the soldier replied, "It is the president." So he basically knew that he was dying or was going to die. And of course, there's the famous sewing machine dream of Elias Howe. He wanted to build a machine that could be used for sewing. Now, what he wanted to do, his concept was to have a needle that's attached to a machine that would go through the material. Initially, Howe tried using a needle with a sharp point at both ends and an eye in the middle, but that kind of a design did not work when he put it into practice. Howe could not quite link the entire project into a working model until one day he had a dream. And in the dream, Howe saw himself being taken prisoner by a group of savages. He watched as these men danced around him with spears and noticed that each native spear had a hole near the top. So this is what gave him the answer. When he woke up, he instantly recognized that the dream had solved his own problem, because by when the hole is placed in the needle at the bottom or at one end, and at the tip of the needle, the thread could be caught after piercing the material, and he set about instantly to change the design of his machine, and he was able to implement that design successfully. So now we have the sewing machine that is able to sew fabrics. And I don't know whether you know about Mendeleev. He was a Russian aristocrat and academic who firmly believed that the basic elements of the universe in many different combinations that with each other comprise all physical matter. However, he himself could not understand, could not comprehend or explain what seemed to be these random properties of the building blocks until he took a nap one day while vacationing with his family. So what Mendeleev saw in his dream was that the basic elements of the universe flowed like the progression of a musical sequence, orderly and beautifully. And when he awoke, he outlined every element in order, and his sequence became known as the periodic table of elements that is now represented and shown in all the chemistry texts. So again, the answer came in a dream. Now, of course, there are many dream theories as to what's going on and how it's going on and how do we understand what the dreams are telling us or what do we do in dreams. When people think about dream interpretation, their thoughts primarily turn towards either Sigmund Freud or Carl Jung. Now, these individuals influence the understanding of dreams, but they are far from the founding fathers of dream analysis. In fact, it is highly likely that Freud and Jung, at minimum, enhanced dream interpretation by provoking thought in mainstream Western society. They got the masses thinking outside the box. Freud believed that dreams were composed of two principles. One is wish fulfillment, and the other is manifest versus latent content. Freud believed dreams are an expression of a repressed wish that we would rather not admit to. As such, a dream being an unfulfilled wish is indicative of a conflict within the psyche. And in deciphering dreams, Freud believed that this conflict within the mind could be resolved via a technique called free association. And the words that you come up with during free association basically eventually lead you to the conflict that eventually leads you to understanding what you are facing and being able to resolve that situation. However, during this free association time that we get with the analyst, the dreamer is actually steered toward focusing on the thoughts and emotions the dream produces and not its direct content. So the focus is on thoughts and emotions that are felt during the dream, but not what you're actually thinking or actually doing in the dream. And Freud believed that this technique, once initiated, led to the flow of more thoughts and emotions associated with that dream. And therefore, the person, the dreamer, could actually understand what they are dreaming, why they are dreaming it, and resolve their situation. Now, Carl Jung was a colleague of Freud, and he shared the opinion that an unconscious and unseen entity existed. So there is something called the unconscious that we do not see, that we do not know, that we cannot get in contact consciously. And Jung believed that the subconscious was a gift designed to impart wisdom, and that dreams were a direct means to communicate with the unconscious specific to the dreamer. So every dreamer had its own particular unconscious, had its own particular situation, and dreams were basically a means by which to connect with what's in our unconscious and subconscious. Now, Jung claimed that every image that we see in the dream and visualized by the dreamer reflected something inside that person. And one of the main theories in Jung dream interpretation was that of the collective unconscious. So there is something that is common to all of us, that there are symbols that are common to all of us, and they are shared by every human being but retained in an unconscious level. So when we see a particular symbol, there is something that hits us. We don't know what, we don't know how. However, we react to that symbol, and these symbols of the collective unconscious are provided to humans via the process of dreaming across generations and cultures. So our access to our subconscious is actually through dreams. And therefore, dreams are a mechanism through which We connect with our subconscious, deal with situations in our subconscious, and bring them up to the fore, and then we can deal with it consciously if we remember the dream. And Jung believed the value of myths was highly significant within the dream state, in that these tales arose from the collective unconscious. So myths, or the symbolism of myths, basically led us as humans as to be able to understand each other. What about the content of the dreams? So some say that the actual state of dreaming is physiological or physical, but the content of the dream is psychological. So in other words, we physically dream. However, what we dream depends on our psychology, on what our current situation is. Dreams are thought to be the product of the dreamer's unconscious mind in collaboration with the conscious experience. So something that we go through during life, experience that we go through during life, may have triggered something in our subconscious, and through the dream state, we are able then to deal with that subconscious that was hit and brought to the conscious level. And images that we see in our dreams are basically symbols. They don't represent actual beings or actual things, but they are symbols for something else. And these symbols that we see are basically personal, and they represent that individual's waking life. So what we see in dreams is reflected, is a reflection of our current life. But some images are not the result of the individual's personal knowledge base. They are called archetypal images. So some symbols go across different nationalities, go across different states, and are closer in line with what Carl Jung experiences. And archetypal images, as far as Carl Jung is concerned, are explained that they are images that are from the collective knowledge of all mankind, rather than from an individual knowledge base. The images are a sort of timeless database of symbols that mankind is able to recognize throughout the time periods, all time periods. And an archetype is not specific image, not a specific image or motif, but variations of the images and motifs that are found in mythology. So the stories and the myths that we know about are basically a culmination or a collection of all the various subtypes and archetypes that are in each individual. Archetypal images in Jung's theory are associated with very deep emotional issues, whereas the typical dream images addresses current waking emotions. So again, what we are going through in life is what we're going through in dreams, and dreams allow, as far as, you know, world knowledge is concerned, for us to be able to connect with our unconscious, to be able to deal with situations that we're going through that the unconscious has been affected by, and be able to resolve them in our conscious state. Now, dream symbols are the images that are featured in a dream. Now, these images could be a building, could be a relative, an animal, a train, whatever, or water. Dreams can also be interpreted in a literal sense with the symbol representing itself. However, most symbols are metaphorical. And symbols point to the emotions and instincts of reality. They do not lie or deceive. They have no direct fixed meaning and are unique to the dreamer. So, a symbol can only be interpreted by the person who's actually dreaming it, because it is meaningful only because it is connected to their own subconscious. Now, did you know there are some interesting things about dreams? Every adult, no matter how much they proclaim that they never dream, they dream every night for a total between 1.5 to 3 hours. That's minimum. And the quality of the dreams that they have depends, at least in part, on the stage of sleep in which the dreams occur. When the dream occurs in REM state, then they tend to be more bizarre and detailed and have a storyline. However, dreams in stages 1 and 2 are simpler and shorter. And deep sleep dreams tend to be diffused and may be about nothing more than a color or an emotion. Now, people who are born blind have no visual imagery in their dreams. But what they do experience is a higher sense of taste, touch, and smell. And those individuals who become blind or become sightless between the ages 5 and 7, they may have visual images in their dreams, but those who lose their vision after age 7 continue to see in their dreams, though their images tend to fade as they do grow older. So if you are able to dream and you dream visually, that's connected to the fact that you actually see during real life. And for reasons that are still unknown, males dream of males more often than females dream of males. You would think that this would be counterintuitive, that women would be more likely to be dreaming of men rather than men dreaming of men. And actually, this asymmetry, the sexual asymmetry, is universal and has emerged from at least 29 different comparisons of male and female dreams. And it holds true for children, adolescents, and adults in all parts of the world. When deprived of dreams, individuals become irritable and disoriented. They hallucinate, and they show signs of psychosis. Actually, sleep deprivation is a torture technique, because this has such a profound effect on our bodies, on our overall sense as a human being, and our overall health as a human being. However, if you have been sleep deprived and dream deprived for a while, then the first time you're able to get some sleep, that sleep will have an excessive amount of dreaming. And this is what's called as REM rebound. In other words, you're making up for lost time as far as dreaming and continuing to dream. There is also some other things. Research shows that dreams once thought to only occur during REM sleep also occur, but to a lesser extent, in non-REM sleep as well, suggesting that we may be engaged in dreams the entire time we are asleep. So we may be going through different phases or different stages. However, we may be dreaming throughout the entire time that we are asleep. And there are certain type of eye movements during REM sleep that corresponds to specific movements in dreams. And this suggests that at least a part of the dreaming process is analogous to watching TV. In other words, we are seeing something projected on a screen and we can see it as a movie or something that we are watching. Researchers think that, apart from dolphins, all mammals dream. And by the time that we die, most of us will have spent a quarter of a century asleep. That's 25 years. Of which 6 years or more will have been spent dreaming, or maybe all of which have been spent dreaming, based on the fact that some people think that you dream the entire time that you are asleep. However, almost all of the dreams are forgotten once we wake up. So some other facts that you know. Modern studies show that children have more animal dreams than adults. The animal figures that occurred most frequently are dogs, horses, cats, snakes, bears, lions, and mythical creatures or monsters. The average person has about 1,460 dreams a year, and that's about 4 per night. Falling dreams typically occur at the beginning of the night in stage 1 sleep, and these dreams are usually accompanied by muscle spasms called myoclonic jerks and are common in many mammals as well. Now, of course, the question is, do animals dream? Have you ever seen or have you ever been watching a dog or a cat sleeping? The dogs may whimper, they may move their legs as if they're running or doing something during their sleep. Or maybe a cat will bat at something unseen during its sleep. And since the 1950s, Scientists have found some convincing, though indirect, evidence that many other mammals and birds do dream. And after identifying REM sleep in humans, scientists also began to study it in animals. And almost all mammals and birds that have been studied, from dogs and cats to duck-billed platypuses and even reptiles, seem to go into this stage of rapid eye movement sleep. When they actually study the patterns of electrical activity in the mammals' brains during the stage that's similar to humans, so it seems as though cats and mammals dream just like humans' dreams. And the inference, of course, is because we don't know for sure, because the animals don't physically tell us and describe what they are dreaming. We can only guess at the fact that if they have similar brain electrical signals firing and similar movements as far as eyes are concerned, that means that they are inferring the animals are dreaming as well. So animals do dream, but the jury is still out. Says science has not proven it to its own satisfaction. However, as far as the knowledge book is concerned, even trees dream of their former lives after they've become furniture, and they can communicate with each other in dreams just like humans. Now, of course, the tree can't move. The tree is not considered by most people to be a conscious entity. However, they do dream as per the knowledge book. And as explained in the knowledge book, everything has an evolution plan, and everything is on the way of becoming human. So everything from quote-unquote lowest to the quote-unquote highest inanimate and animate energy form has its own particular evolution plan, and dreams are an integral part of this plan. Dreams are a means of experiencing events, of learning, of formulating agreements, traveling to other dimensions, and being engrafted with higher energies and knowledge. Dreams are the mechanism by which the energy forms astral bodies travel to higher dimensions that their physical body cannot withstand, and therefore become engrafted and readied for their physical body to go to the next dimension. And although humans deem dreams to be important, however, in this world dimension that is considered real. So basically, what we consider normal is that the dreams are an illusion, that the dreams are unreal, that the dreams are just out there, and the only real thing is our reality once we wake up. But during the dream state, we are capable of connecting with different dimensions and magnetic fields, and we are actually able to access, use, and absorb energies, frequencies, and knowledge from these dimensions. And that actually our dream state, where we can travel from the dimension to dimension and be able to pick up knowledge, energy from every dimension, that's the normal state of the human. And the entire purpose while we're going through this evolution plan, while we're going, have been going through the evolution plan for the past at least 6,000 years and more, is for us to be able to be consciously able to connect to the universal dimension, to connect to the infinite awareness while we are awake and able to travel to whatever dimension we want to get the knowledge that we need and energy we need at that particular point in time. So the goal of the human evolution plan is to be able to connect to all dimensions, infinite awareness, while awake by being connected to the universal channel, therefore achieving salvation and entry to advanced dimensions. And at the beginning, we had asked certain questions. And basically, we asked what are dreams and who dreams and what do dreams mean and why we dream. So here are some answers based on the knowledge book. What are dreams? Dreams are a mechanism, an integral part of the mechanism of influences and the evolutionary plan, whereby an energy form's brain power is increased and it is able to enter frequencies and magnetic fields inaccessible to it. And its current state of consciousness evolution level is under supervision and protection. Now, dreams per se, when you look at the glossary in the knowledge book, are not defined. However, this is a definition that you can infer by reading whatever is written about dreams in the knowledge book. So, the purpose of dreams is to be able to, for us to be able to increase our brain power, to be able to travel to other dimensions, to become familiar and comfortable with the energy of other dimensions and bring back knowledge from other dimensions. So those are the knowledge that we come back with. That's the answers that we come back with. All the knowledge is out there. All our answers are out there. However, we need to be able to be in a form to be able to connect with that knowledge. Okay? So who dreams? Well, every energy form dreams, as every energy form is on the evolution path, on its way to becoming human. So trees dream, pieces of furniture dream. It looks like everything is dreaming, but they are dreaming in their own particular dimension at that particular point in time of their own evolution plan. So we can infer from the knowledge book that everything dreams, because everything, every energy form is on the evolution path on its way to become a human, which for me was a big eye-opener. Of course, we don't have the equipment, we don't have the methodology that allows us to actually measure the dreams of trees or measure the dreams of tables or measure the dreams of anything that we are using. However, eventually it looks like we will be able to measure these slight variations, very subtle, rare variations of energy to be able to know and measure this. And what do dreams mean? Basically, those individuals who remember their dreams means that those individuals were dreaming close to the world dimension. However, they are not able to remember, or they cannot remember, because those dreams are erased, those dreams that they have in higher dimensions. So if you are a missionary, meaning you are a council member, a flower, person who comes and does the focal point studies, totality of 18 member, or any of the programs that are associated or the studies that are associated with the knowledge book, and you're part of the knowledge book studies, then if you remember your dreams, then we can infer that we are still close to the world dimension. However, if we don't remember our dreams, that means that we are being supervised, we are being taught, and we are on the right path, and most likely we are connected to the universal channel and not the world channel. So in terms of interpreting our dreams, maybe the content will give us an answer, then maybe the content will be able to discern for us what we're supposed to do. However, the very fact that we remember our dreams means that those dreams are close to the world dimension, so we're not at the higher dimension that we're supposed to be at. And we are most likely connected to the world dimension and not the protective dimension of the knowledge book, which is the AS61, dimension, okay? And those individuals who go by their dreams, meaning they see them as symbols, they see them as providing guidance on what decisions to make, again, this points to the fact that their world channels are open, but the universal channels are closed. And why do we dream? Since all energy forms are under the evolution plan and humans are currently on the evolution plan to become genuine humans, to enter the advanced dimensions, so this is the reason why we dream. And dreams, just like the knowledge book studies, are a perfectly designed plan for us to attain our goal and enter the path of light. So what are dreams? Dreams, again, are a mechanism by which that energy form is able to go to dimensions that they are currently unable to access in their physical form. They currently are not able to access energy, knowledge, and frequencies from other dimensions that in their physical form. So dreams allow them to go to those higher dimensions, whatever those dimensions are, and bring back whatever they need and habituate them to energies that they need to be habituated to. So dreams are an integral part of our lives. They are a means by which we go through our evolution that allows us to maybe tap into our subconscious, tap into our unknown and unresolved issues, and we experience during the what we experience during the dream reflects and is connected to our real life dimension, meaning what we consider to be real, which is the world dimension, which of course, if you read the knowledge book, is not the real dimension, because our real dimension is in the invisible realm. Okay, so now it's almost time to wrap up. It's been a long one, so what are the, again, I'd like to go over our conclusion and the answers to the questions that we had posed at the beginning of this topic. So what are dreams? Again, dreams are a mechanism, and that mechanism is an integral part of the mechanism of influences, which is, of course, the 10th dimension, part of the lordly order, and part of the evolutionary plan. And in this process, in this mechanism, this is where any energy form that their brain power is increased and it is able to enter frequencies and magnetic fields inaccessible to it at its current state of consciousness and evolution level under supervision and protection. Who dreams? Every energy form dreams because every energy form is on an evolution path to become a human. What do dreams mean? Basically, if you remember your dreams, that means you're dreaming close to the world dimension, which means you're not on the right path. While those individuals who forget all their dreams are actually being connected to higher dimensions, are being taught and supervised, and they're on the right path. And why do we dream? We dream to evolve. And this is the end of the program. We don't have much, we didn't have time to take a break this time. So you've been listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik, and our website is www.usa.theknowledgebook.net. Number for topics and questions is 973-787-7035, and we will see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.